This year,
right? Baruch Hashem.
Did you understand it?
Okay, tough. I'm in a little bit of rush, so we are going to start. As much as I am interested in hearing what Rashak said, somebody give me the lambdas tomorrow. Okay, we are on Sukkah Mem Dalet Amud Beis, right at the top. Right, what was the last thing that we discussed?
Arabois.
Very good. Arabois, Sukkah, Sululav, Daraisa, Derabonan, Allah, Mashir, Mitzimai, where, when, Bechuli, right? Okay. Amar Rav Ami, fifth word of the Amud. Arava Tzricha Shir. Arava, what does Arava Tzricha Shir mean? You should only know this by
now.
It has a minimum measurement. It has a minimum length. Ve'ena Netelas Ela Bifnei Atzma. What does that mean? You only wave it around on its own. You can't wave it around in a bundle with other things. Right? And you cannot fulfill the obligation using the arava, which is in the lulav. Okay, I explained that Enel Bifnei Atzma, and that means you have to take it on its own. That is what it means, but the Rambam adds an extra dimension. That means that it's the Arava is taken on its own, meaning that Arava wasn't the one that you used in the Lulav. Separate Aravas. In the Mikdash, they had to use separate Aravas. Okay? Kevin da Arara Enel Bifnei Atzma, Bifnei Atzma, Pshita de Enel Yotze de Arava Sheva Lulav. Right? Since, right, you know that it can only be used as an arava, or that it can only be taken itself, right? And it's obvious that you can't be yotzi with the arava in the love. That is obvious. Right, Maudzim, what would you have thought? Hani miliyeh adil yagweh adar agweh adar agweh adar agweh adar agweh adar. What would you have thought? You would have thought... What? Oh. Okay. That only counts when... You didn't lift it twice, meaning if you lifted it, you might have thought that if you'd lifted it once for Lula, then you lifted it another time for Arava, Gevaldik! Right? Then you are Yotze also Arava the second time around. No, Kamashmalan, that does not work. Okay. V'Rav Chista Amar Rav Yitzchak Adam Yotze V'Yedei Chayvasa Be'Arava She'Balulav. Right? And Rav Chista said in the name of Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, you can fulfill the obligation with the Arava in the Lulav. Right, so there is a different opinion. The Arava in the Lulav is kosher according to one of the opinions. The Chama Shira, how long does it have to be? We said it has a shir, so how long does it have to be? Amar Rav Nachman, Shloisha Bade Alin Lachin. So what does that mean? 3 branches, right? 3 still moist branches, meaning not all dried out. That's the minimum size of the bundle. Verav sheish zamar, afiu ale echad, uvad echad. Right, so even only one branch, and it can have only one leaf. That's the minimum shear. That's good enough. Hilarious. I'm sorry?
I'm glad to see the new
man. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Allah echad ovad echad salchad aitach? Does that actually make any sense?
Gemara also saw the
I'm sorry?
Gemara Kiri also saw the
human. Apparently. Ela ema afilu allah echad ovad echad. Says even if there's only one leaf on each of the branches, it doesn't mean you can only take one branch. Meaning, what was the Gemara bothered by? Isn't it obvious you need a bundle? Right? Okay. Amar Aivu. Aivu said, Aivu is a Tana who is quoted very infrequently. Fine. Have ka'amina kame de Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. We said this from Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik. Does anybody know when we met Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik?
Yes.
When did we meet him already? Wasn't so long ago. The minhag of Yekire Yerushalayim, right? To carry around the lulav the entire day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah? He was the one who gave that edus. Okay. So, v'aisi ha-hu gavra arava kamei. Right? So, I gave this Torah in front of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, and they brought an arava in front of him. Shakil. Chavit. Veloi. Barich. Right? So, he took the aravas, And he chavit chavit. What does chavit chavit mean?
Waved it.
Presumably it smacked it, right? Huh? Like, wait, means smack. Smacked it on the ground, right? Veloy barich. He didn't say a bracha. Katsavar. It's a minach nevi'im. It's a minach nevi'im. Since a minach nevi'im, do we usually say brachas on minhagim?
No.
I already give sure about this in Halil. You were all there.
Yes.
Do we say brachas on minhagim?
Yes.
We do. Not
very good. Usually, right? Ashkenazim usually say brachas on minhagim.
I switched.
Ah. Baruch Hashem. Right, so what does this mean? How does this prove it's a minach nevi'im?
I don't know, but we actually said in the last time that we didn't say bracha nevi'im, minach nevi'im.
Very good. So the answer to the question is not entirely clear, right? This might be a good right against Shita Tosis. You should say bracha minhagim. I don't know.
Might say Yiratzon for the Rabba these days.
What?
There's a Yiratzon that you say for the Rabba these days.
Yes, there is a year or so written in the
syndrome. It's fine, it's good enough.
Aibu v'chizkiya v'nei brate derav aisu arava lekameh derav. So they brought arava in front of Rav. Chavit v'lei barach did as well. Kasavar, he also thought minag nevi'im, who it's a minag. Okay, fine. Amar Aibu. Aibu, we have another thing from Aibu. Right? So I would say this for this Torah in front of Rabbi Elazar HaTzadik. Asa lekameh ugavra. And then another black guy came in front of Rabbi Elazar HaTzadik. Amar Leni said, Karyasa isli karmaya isli zesa isli ve'asu bnei karyasa. Umekashkeshin becha becharmia ve'oichlin bezeisa. What's karisa? What Hebrew word does it look like?
Hello, karisa.
That's with a chaf. Kiryah, right? A city. Right. So I own a city or a group of towns, says Rashi. Right. Ve'karmia isli, and I have a kerem, a very good, a vineyard. And I have, or an orchard here, right? Zeis, I suppose, actually. Yeah, an orchard, right? And a Zeis, and it's growing olives, right? And the Bnei Karyasa, the people who live in my house, why does somebody own a town and an orchard which has olives in it? He's obviously very rich, but why is it important that he owns a town? Who lives in a town?
Rich people.
What? His workers.
Alexis.
Okay. His workers. So, right? Says, and the people who live in my towns come to do the work, right? And they're eating. And they're eating the olives. What's the problem? Says Rashi, and you know, you wouldn't necessarily know this from the Gemara up until now. We're talking in Shvi'is. Meaning, what should they do?
They shouldn't be working.
Everything should be hefker. They're not allowed to work it. They're allowed to take a little bit and eat it, but they're not meant to. Talking, it should be really hefker. Everybody should be able to eat. The problem is they're not letting a neem come and eat. Right? So it says, arich, oi, loy arich. Is this a correct thing to do? Right? Are they doing the right thing? Is this right? Arich apparently means it's a good idea.
Why would they ever have minutes to say what they're doing is wrong?
Sorry?
If it's in Shvi'it, why would they ever have minutes to say what they're doing is correct?
The answer is they're doing work in the fields, which is apparently mutar on Shvi'is, right? And so the question is, are you allowed to let them eat basically as payment for their work? Right? Says, Lo, Arich, no. It's wrong. You shouldn't do it. Have a kasha. What's the problem? Why is it not correct to do this, to pay wages this way? You're doing business with Parashvitz. Right? Have a kashavik leva azil. So then he let him go. Oh, he listened, right? He listened. He just let them start taking the fruits without working for him. That's what it means, right? Amar, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok said, Kadu havi havaisi dairi ba'ara hadar ben shnim velichamisi bar enish mehalech barachan tesakin kidei. And he says, I've been living for 40 years, right? And I've never seen someone who's this righteous, meaning who's this willing to accept the psak halacha. Right? He's presumably losing a lot of money by doing this. No, he accepted it. He did what he was told.
So this God did it, what he did was correct.
I mean, at the end, he listened to the rabbi, right? Hadar v'asi v'amarli. Maimi abed. So then he came again and said, what should I do? What should I do, tachlis, with my orchards? So then he said, amarli, afkarzisa lechashechaya v'sein peritaye lekashkushe karmia. He says, What you should allow a neem to take the fruit. Don't guard the fruit. Let the neem come take it. The fruit is hefker. Aris fees. And instead, pay them out of your money. Pay them money. Protects. Pay them money for what they're doing. And then says the Gemara. I don't understand. What they're doing, this is some sort of action that's used in harvesting the olives. I think so. I'm not saying exactly what they're doing. They're shaking it to get the olives to fall, make the olives fall to the ground? Okay, I don't know. Maybe, right? Is this mutter? V'hasanya v'hashir v'shiten el tashtat ishmetena mil kashkish mil tashtat mil sakel. Says the no, I think something about plowing. I don't know, whatever. It's one of the things that's also unclear. Oh, yeah, it's plowing. They're plowing. I'm sorry.
That's just how you harvest olives.
I think they're plowing. I don't know. Right? So didn't the Gemara say Vashvis Tishbeten and Star that you will let the land rest your Shvis Tishbeten and Kashkes, you won't plow it and Sashtam Lila Sakel. You're not allowed to take rocks out of the land to make things grow better. Remember that a field's full of rocks, apparently things don't grow as well out of it. So the truth is, I actually have seen this, that like if you fill a garden with rocks, people often fill the garden with rocks to make it look pretty, but then things don't sprout anymore, nothing comes out. Right, it stops plants from growing. Okay, right? Amarabi Rav Upva Barchama Trekish Kushi Habu Chad Sasumi Pili Vechad Ivruye Ilane says the Gemara, well, there's really two different ways of doing it. One thing you can do is you're basically just moving around dirt to cover up the roots so that they don't dry out. That's mutter. That you can do even on trees, because you're allowed to do things that just maintain the trees. They don't make them grow better, they just prevent them from dying. Right? What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to move you're not allowed to deliberately soften the earth around the trees so that the trees grow better. Right, you can do what's necessary to stop the tree from dying. You can't do more than that. Right, that's basically the principle. If ruye lani usa susumi pili shari, so to make it better, that's usur. But just to prevent the tree from dying, that's mutter. Amar aivu mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok. Al yehalech adam be'arve shavaseis yoser misholish parsoi. Somebody should not walk on Friday night more than three parasites. More than three parasites, right? Amar Rav Kanali, Amran El Levese, Aval, Le'ushpize, Amai Denakit, Samich. Sorry, on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbat night. On Erev Shabbos, on Friday day, you shouldn't walk more than 3 parsais. Why? Away. Right, basically the idea is as follows. If you walk away, then people who are waiting for you at home are going to start wondering if you're going to come home. Right, what will they do if they think you're not coming? They won't get food ready for you. There won't be anything for you to eat when you get back home. There won't be enough food for everybody. And for whatever, don't walk so far away, they're going to start wondering, they're not sure if you're going to make it back. When it comes to if you're going out Friday night or Shabbos day, then what's going to happen? They anyway didn't expect to see you on Friday. They're not going to worry that you're not coming on Shabbos. They're not going to have any reason to. Therefore, you can walk as much as you want as long as you're back in time. Okay? Amar of Kahana, I find that interesting. Read that. The Ikad Amri Amar of Kahana, Lenisrakal, Lafil Levesi. Right? And then there are some people who say, and that this is saying that there are some people who said that that's even to his house, right? But Kol Shekein, if he's gonna be a guest somewhere, that he should not walk somewhere. Why is that the case?
Maybe the guest will see more and then make it.
Did I? No. I must have made a mistake in explaining tomorrow, just a minute. Oh, sorry. The idea is that when he goes to visit someone, he's going to bring food with him, apparently. So then he knows for sure there'll be food, because he's, going to bring food with him. Right? When he's coming to, even to his own house, where he can reasonably expect they'll cook for him, then he shouldn't do it. Kol Shekein when he's going somewhere else, because there might not be food. They won't even know he's coming. They for sure won't have food for him. The reason why it says Lunis Vakala Filu Lebeisei is saying it. When he's going to his house, it's the same basic logic, right? They won't know if he's coming. They won't prepare food for him. He'll get home. He'll be really angry. He won't know what to eat. It'll be, not kipperlach. Not the way Shabbos should be, right? But when he's going to somebody else's house, it's even worse because they don't know he's coming. They won't prepare anything for him. So maybe he didn't bring enough food or whatever. Or something happens. No, right? Don't walk too far. You shouldn't have to walk hours to get to where you're going to be eating.
What's the connection to what we were just talking about?
I think it's an Aivu Mishum Rabbi Lazar Bar
Tzadik. Is this actual Pesach Alecha?
I mean, the Rambam Paskin, what do we have?
To be honest though, with self
Yeah, I'm saying, like, how does this Alecha take effect today?
Yeah, you're Paskin it. You're not meant to go on, like, a long journey on Erev Shabbos. Because you can, you're saying, I mean, maybe it might be different because they have cuts. I assume the answer is yes, but I don't know.
Okay.
The minhag, I think, is not to worry about too much as long as you leave with enough time to get to wherever you're going to be going, right? As you all travel on Fridays to wherever you're going. For sure, we only pass this from Chatzos on, right? Before Chatzos, you are allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos, as there's enough time to get places, we pass in. Okay. Amar Rav Kahana b'diyah ve'oda afilu kasdar sana li'ashkichi. Rav Kahana said, you should know, right? This actually happened, and when I came back home, no, but there wasn't any food for me to eat.
Aww.
Right? I thought this wasn't such a big deal. Right? I went traveling, and lo and behold, there was no food for me. So you should know, this is very important.
Well, there are two inventions that kind of ruined this idea. One is the fridge and freezer. The two are
self-contained. The answer to your question is, I don't know how it applies today. I don't know. I can check it for you for tomorrow if you want. Mitzvah Lulav Kesad. Right, how are you meant to do the Mitzvah Lulav? Tani Tana Kame de Rav Nachman. What does Tani Tana mean? Tani Tana mean? We've discussed this before.
Oh, the Tana taught.
Meaning what?
The guy that wrote that memorized the prices of my heart came and
he went it off by the let it off my heart, right? In front of Rabbi Nachman, Sudrin Agag Ha'itzba. You have, what's a Sudr? Very good, some sort of cloth, right? Which is on the roof. Amarle Vechi Le Yabshan Hutzarich. Does he need to dry him out? Ela Ema Al Gav Ha'itzba. What was that response? Oh, Soideron, excuse me, not Soideron. Soideron. I'm sorry, I'm not doing very well today. Soideron al Gavaisifa. He can arrange, just arrange them on the roof. Any idea in the base of Mikdash, where they put the lulavim?
On the roof.
That's the idea, right?
No,
they came on Erev Shabbos. Right, when when first day of Yom Tov fell on Shabbos, right, they come on Erev Shabbos, bring all the lulavim, leave them in the base of Mikdash. They can't carry it to the base of Mikdash. Where they put them? Before the Takana, right? Yeah. Where would they put them? On the Yitzhak, on the roof. Right? It says, Rav Nachman, but wait. Says, this, by the way, this is typical. The way this worked, so the Tana would come and say a price in front of the Amora, and this was truly the time of the Goyim as well. Whoever it was who was the memory machine, right, he would come and say it in front of the Rosh Hashiva, and then he would say, but wait, there's a problem with it. So Rav Nachman says, but wait, you're going to dry out the love in that way. No, what do we know about the love Yavesh?
Possible.
Very good. Right, Ella Ema Al Gav Ha'itzdaba. Rather, the rule is slightly different. Al Gav Ha'itzdaba, as opposed to Al Gav Bay. Al-Gav means an mixer. Like an under shelter. That's the important bit, right? And then the answer was, and then they said, Amar Rachba said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Harabai Setyu Kafel Haya, Setyu Kafel Lishnim Setyu, meaning what does that mean? Says, they were really, what's an Itzaba? Not exactly, it's a building, there's a roof on top of it, but right, it's basically a colonnade.
What's that?
Colonnade. Like a roof on top of pillars without walls.
A roof on top of pillars.
Like a shelter on pillars. Usually there's no walls. That's basically what it is. Right? They said they had more than one of these in Harabais. They had one around the perimeter and then another one inside. Right, so there was lots of place to put the lulav.
One over Harabais.
On Harabais. On the mounted, on that like platform that Herod built, right? There was one that was sort of around the perimeter, and there was another one inside.
Cool.
Right? Which, by the way, as I'm assuming that by now you've all been to some place where you've seen a model of Harabais, because they're like all over this country, and you've seen exactly, you know, that. Yeah?
Yep.
We'll continue tomorrow.
Okay, guys.